You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Call Professor Xavier. It seems that there is a mutant strain of the United Nations on the loose. Wait. Is it the United Nations that's the mutant strain, or is it the bird flu? Oh, the bird flu's back. Oh, wasn't it enough? We went to swine, to bird, to pig, to do. It's the Asian one? It's the Mexican one? Which one is it going to be? Come on, United Nations. Get off of your pharmaceutically conflicted aspirin and tell us the truth. We're going to have to figure this out as we kick off today's Robert Scott Bell Show. That's right. The UN, according to the CNN, the UN is warning us all about a mutant strain of bird flu virus. Will we survive the show? Especially after yesterday, calling the internationalists and the NPR racists. I'm amazed we're on the air today. And, of course, revealing that they actually acknowledge that HIV is basically not transmissible. Oh, my goodness. The word is getting out, although they didn't know what they said, as you heard yesterday. I've got Liam Sheff, conspiracy realist, back in the house today, and we've got to cover this story. We'll be coming up momentarily, and a lot of other things. I've got some great email questions, maybe some audio clips that we can play you from the calls, those of you who dial in at 866-939-BELL. But I think we got to go back and revisit an oldie but goodie, because remember, before it was the bird flu, swine flu, bird, which one it is, it doesn't matter. It's all the same thing, and if you're remember this montage from 09, it is just as valid today as it was then.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes and airplanes.
H1N1 virus in the United States.
The World Health Organization has raised the pandemic alert level.
I would tell members of my family, and I have. I wouldn't go anywhere in confined places now.
No. The 2009 H1N1 outbreak.
I'd be thinking very seriously now of calling a recess from school and keeping kids home.
Parents should also think about contingencies if schools in their areas do temporarily shut down.
The president also has requested $1.5 billion to support H1N1 response.
I would not be at this point if they had another way of transportation suggesting they ride the subway.
No!
Remember that good old Joe Biden? Don't ride the subway. The bird flu, the swine flu, it's all going to get you. It's all going to get you. No, it's not. And I've got Liam Sheff, the conspiracy realist, joining me right now. Back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Liam, welcome back. It's been so long. Yes, I'm thinking the mutant X-Men. We need Professor Charles Xavier to save us, because the headline here reading, the UN warns on mutant strain of bird flu. Let's pick this article apart, shall we, so people can understand what's really going on, maybe?
I don't like your tone of voice, bub.
The tone of voice. I don't like the tone of the birds and pigs that fly with strange mutant viruses that are not real.
I was trying to do my Wolverine. Hey, bub.
That's the Wolverine guy, yes.
Because we're mutants.
We're mutants.
We're going to be destroyed. Did you know what I heard? I heard all of Washington, D.C. is on a death watch. The entire Congress is on a death watch. They're so terrified that they might get the flu.
Right. Well, this is the United Nations. This is the serious stuff. When it comes from the UN, you got to know it's true. Listen to how this article starts, Liam. The United Nations warned Monday of a possible resurgence, keyword, of the deadly, another keyword, avian flu virus. Back to the birds, right? Saying that there are indications a mutant strain may be spreading in Asia. Then the next sentence, a variant strain of H5N1. Do you hear these key words? I mean, they're buzzwords. People don't realize how they're designed to just trigger certain responses, visceral responses in the audience that hears them.
Actually, just coming in off of Drudge, it seems that Megatron and the Autobots are battling it out right now to carry the swine flu mutant strain via unknown vectors. Because this is all science fiction. Mm. None of this is real.
That's why I bring up the X-Men. It's science fiction. A variant strain of the H5N1, oh no, avian flu virus, which can apparently, listen to this, Liam, which can apparently bypass, right? It took the highway bypass, the defenses of what? Current vaccines. But I never heard of current or old vaccines having defenses. Did you know about this?
I'm just a vaccine, just a plain old vaccine. No, a vaccine doesn't have defenses.
but it has unpredictable risks to humans. We can't predict it. Go to Jimmy the Greek. He could give you the odds.
Hey, I'm your old-fashioned flu virus. You can predict me. I show up sometimes, and then you get sick, and then I go away. But watch out for my cousin.
Isn't it convenient that it appeared in Vietnam, right? How often have you been to Vietnam? I haven't been to Vietnam.
Not recently.
Not many people go in to verify this.
No.
China as well. And this is according to the Food and Agricultural Organization, another non-governmental organization, NGO. I'm sure NPR is freaking out right now. Those two ladies we heard yesterday?
A lot of people don't think that they are susceptible to the swine flu. This makes them even more susceptible for not believing that they are susceptible, for they may walk around and do things like look at people, which will kill them slowly, but over time. This is NPR, National. Yeah, all right, this is all a fiction. This is religion. This is religion for the atheistic set. And you know, here I go again. Listen, I'm non-denominational, so don't hang me up on that or take me down from that cross.
But it's the left's new religion.
This
the
is
left
religion.
Worships scientism.
They worship this. So it's not Christmas, it's swine flumus.
Swine flumus? What are they going to put in your stocking, Liam?
It's flumus. Everybody, Merry Flumus. Yay, it's the time
flumus,
to be terrified.
Everybody.
Look, we don't have volcano gods. We don't worship polytheistically the way almost all tribal species have. And get that sort of black sooty stuff out of our souls by killing a certain amount of people a year. We don't do that, so we just do it anyway. We do it under the guise of, we don't do it like the Aztecs in Mesoamerica. We don't just kill people, throw them off the pyramid and then eat them. We don't do it. We throw them to the vaccine god, and now we're throwing them to the flu god. But what is this? This is a number of things. This is a psychological constant battle that we're having with Asia. We're constantly having this psychic battle with Asia. Asia owns our bonds. Asia owns our debt. Asia, we buy stuff from Asia. We're terrified of Asia. We don't know what Asia is. Uh-oh. What do? We manifest it as a big psychological problem. And people go, I knew there was something wrong with those Asians.
Remember back in the 60s, it was the Hong Kong flu-y, right?
Yeah,
Hong Kong flu-y, coming to get you. I love that cartoon.
That's right. I mean, you know, the white man battling the Asian, or the white man battling the brown man, or the black man, or
the yellow. It's more. It's racist. It's culturalist. Again, all these diseases, we never name it the American flu. You know, right? Where's the Boston flu?
Yeah. Where is the Boston flu?
I want to know. Now, of course, we don't want to offend only the Christians in our audience because the Jews need to know there's flu Monica, right? Days of flu Monica, and for those in the Muslim faith, there's Flumadon, right?
This is Flumageddon.
Flumageddon we're talking about here. Look, CNN said it. It's got to be true, right? NPR, it's only a matter of moments before they implode over what we revealed yesterday about them. But listen, the death rate is really staggering, Liam. Listen, I don't like to make light of death rates, but 565 people since 2003 on a planet of how many billion?
Eight billion. Nobody's counting.
565 billion.
It's 565 people.
Oh, people. Oh, it's only 560. Okay, I was about to freak out here.
Look, and every loss for everybody is a very meaningful thing, but we're now... Hello, I'm Joe Biden, and I won't get on the subway because 565 people in the most polluted countries in the world, with no environmental regulation, living in Ho Chi Minh City and Saigon and parts of Hong Kong and other
close quarters area.
Oh my God! Mm-hmm. We did this. We took them seriously for 10 minutes. I did the scientific analysis. Here's how it goes. They go into poor rural villages. They say, "Have you had any recent deaths that you can't explain?" You end up with a couple of kids who swam in a backyard funnel of water that animals were swimming in, that clothes were being, and garbage was being dumped in. These kids ended up getting a little bit sick. They ended up being taken to the hospital. They were loaded with antibiotics, intravenous antibiotics, for weeks until they died, because that's what happens when you give a 60-pound, 40, 50-pound person tons of tetracycline or very caustic antibiotics. You kill their mitochondria, you wear them out, and they die. Then the bird flu watchers come along. They say, oh, do you have any leftover samples? This is exactly how they do it. Do you have any leftover samples? Oh, let's have some of those swabs that you took 2 months ago. We're going to run those with PCR. What's PCR? PCR is a genetic test that lets you establish that once you use it on anything that you want, you can call it anything you want. So if you run it on a 2-year-old sample, you can say, well, this is almost like something that we might have found once in 1963. Therefore, it is, for our purposes, swine flu. You can tell yourself that a desk is an antelope and a chair is a waffle based on PCR. So if that doesn't make sense, join the club. That's what PCR is. And you can read the New York Times saying that pandemics are invented by the use of this thing called PCR. Where do we use it? HIV and the pandemic flus. So that's how you do it. You find unexplained deaths. They're explicable. They're perfectly explicable. People are poisoned to death in poor rural environments full of toxic poisons because there are no environmental regulations, because they're westernizing at a pace. Then the swine flu, bird flu, cadre, snail flu, monkey flu, whatever it is, come along and say, let's do PCR. Then in the subtext of the paper, in the bottom of their paper, though, I've actually found this, they'll say, we've had to modify the test, the PCR test that we used, in order for it to react with these people. Mm. We diagnosed them with bird flu, but we had to modify the test, and we desperately need new, more accurate tests to diagnose people with swine flu. What's the name of the paper? Swine flu diagnosed in Asia. No kidding.
Oh, my gosh.
This is I'm not joking. I'm not exaggerating.
Well, but speaking of exaggerating, Liam, I apologize to all of my audience. I did exaggerate a little bit. It wasn't 565 people who had died in 8 years over the course of 8 billion people. It was only 331. It was 565 people that were claimed to be infected. And how did they confirm the infection? If they even ran the PCR test, they just said, oh, unexplained deaths in your neighborhood? Definitely swine flu.
Look at the bird flu papers. They'll say, we now need to, they'll always say the same thing. We now need to increase our scope of analysis to any unexplained illness in this area. What area? Poor, rural Southeast Asia. What are they doing there? The Western internationalists want, that's a new marketplace. They want to kill all of the free-range livestock, which is exactly what they did. How many infected birds? You can go to papers and news reports from 2005-06 on the make-believe bird flu, where they said there were we found one sick bird. We killed 40,000 birds. We found no sick birds. All birds in the community were
killed. 40,000. Try multiplying that by exponential factors. It was 400 million birds they culled because of something that they couldn't detect, or if they did, they had to find such fringe DNA and amplify it so many times. This was also considered to be, Liam, an attack on local food production. Those who have covered it, like we did here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, I had John Rappaport on, of course, a number of times, even recently talking about the scam of the flu vaccine as well. And the fact is, they were going after, in Vietnam, the local producers, because the Purdue Tyson chickens of the world had global influence and wanted to say, we can't have these people growing their own food in their backyard. We want that market. We want into Vietnam. World Health Organization, please declare a pandemic. Let's go in there and wipe out all the birds to save humanity. And the reality is, it was saving the chicken sales for global producers that could give a flip less about your life, except to make you sit or buy the crap that they're selling.
No, this was a giant move for factory farming into Southeast Asia. But now, here we go again. We've been indoctrinated into this annual religion of I know, flumus. It's flumus.
Yes.
get out your flu bush and put it up, and it's time for the feats of strength.
We need chicken condoms. This will save us. Anyway, let's take a break here before we degrade any more. Covering this and many more stories today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out at robertscottbell.com. If you're listening through naturalnewsradio.com, please put your email address in there, and you will get your daily update of all the links and other important information and stories and the way to read them so that you do not become a victim of UN, WHO, CNN propaganda. Coming right back with my dear friend, the conspiracy realist, Liam Sheff, next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Nothing spreads like fear. That is the tagline of the new movie coming out this fall, Contagion. Contagion by director, famous director. He makes some good movies, Steven Soderbergh. Liam, what's going on with Steven? Did he take the swine flu and bird flu Kool-Aid here to make this movie? I mean, this coincides with the ramping up of the CNN and the World Health Organization. Oh, it's back. It's a mutant. There is no question in my mind the timing of this is not by accident.
Soderbergh made a couple of great movies in the 80s, a couple of great movies in the 90s, and a whole lot of trash. He made all the Ocean's 11, 12, 13 movies, which I'm including in the trash.
And he's got Matt Damon in this one, so you know everybody's going to be swooning over, oh, Matt Damon, save us from the contagion.
You know what? I just don't get the Matt Damon phenomenon. I mean, he's just, to me, he's just another Irish kid from Boston. But anyway.
Kate Winslet then, from, she's going to see her. She's going to be Dr. Aaron Mears in this movie. You know, they're going to say, oh, Dr. Aaron, Kate Winslet, save us from the bird flu.
Soderbergh used to make interesting movies. He made movies that pushed your buttons and your boundaries. He made Sex, Lies, and Videotape, which is a great exploratory movie of psychology and sexuality and all these other things. He made a movie I love called Out of Sight about a bank, a really screwy bank robber who can never do it quite right, who falls in love with a the agent, the state trooper chasing him, was played by Jennifer Lopez. Anyway, they're great movies. And then there's this trash, this pap, this stuff sold to the American public to get them to be afraid. Now, what's the message? I haven't seen this movie. Maybe it turns the whole thing on its head. But we have the heroic doctor, and we have the first guy infected, and the terrible fear of people dying, instead of what? I'll give you two words. The Fed. I'll give you another two words.
Yes.
Ron Paul. I'll give you another two words. Wake up.
Yes. But this is the great distraction. Now, I will put money on it. Not that there's any money out there, because you should mention the Fed, that they will not have the answer and solution to this be a botanical. You want to put money on that? It will be some strange new drug or vaccine that Big Pharma produces. I will be shocked beyond belief if it's anything but that. Now, having said that, I don't know any of you all seen any of the movies by what's the martial arts guy? He's also Steven
Seagal.
Seagal, that's right. Seagal. He was trashed by Hollywood at a certain point. He used to make some interesting movies occasionally, were really good, but there was one I saw that went almost straight to video. I was like, well, I got to check this out. It was called The Patriot. Not the one with Mel Gibson about, you know, back in the early America, but this was called The Patriot. And it was really a shocking movie because it was all about this strange new virus based on bioterrorism released into the world. Now, people were dying everywhere. Now, instead of being a Hollywood flick that ends with, oh my gosh, the doctors have saved us, the UN has come in, the CDC, which was involved, they were in this movie, they come in. I'm so excited here, I'm spilling everything in the studio now. Instead of doing that, they actually went into the bush, so to speak. At the end of this movie, and I recommend people renting it or getting it on Netflix, whatever, they went back out in the Native Americans. They found a red flower, and they made it into a tea or some kind of infusion concoction, and the people were saved by – do you know why they had to destroy Steven Seagal's career?
Wow.
He made a movie that did that. That is not allowed.
No, that is not allowable. That's fascinating. It would be like making a movie that raised Matthias Rath or Linus Pauling to the level of a Jonas Salk. I mean, if you actually did the propaganda for the guys who were actually trying to help people, not torture them, not bury their results, not kill 200,000 monkeys and hundreds of thousands of children by drugging them, but the guys who decided to use naturally occurring substances, things that were generally non-toxic, even at high doses, like IV vitamin C for polio, for cancer. Well, there's a whole industry there waiting to be destroyed. Well, who runs Hollywood, I guess, becomes the question. We have the resurgence of the swine flu. We have everybody's favorite vice president, Joe Biden, explaining to people that they should be terrified to get on the subway.
Right.
The hair plugs went all the way into his brain. I mean, we always, you know, New York lives and dies every day packed together. What's the difference? Somebody has a cold in New York. If things are truly this contagious, New York wouldn't exist. Paris wouldn't exist. Berlin wouldn't exist. I mean, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania wouldn't exist. You don't need that much population density in this sort of fear-mongering mindset to think that, I mean, if germs are really this transmissible, then everybody's dead already, and you don't have to wait for the heroic doctor to reverse engineer the bio-engineered organism in the laboratory with the special effects and the Spider-Man soundtrack and all that crap.
Right.
All you need is the natural, but generally the natural botanicals that have worked for millennia.
Mm-hmm. Well, and if I'm wrong about the Soderbergh movie and it ends up that a botanical herb or a homeopathic medicine saves the world,
then we'll apologize
in retrospect. But I just have my doubts that that'll be the case. I mean, this is a big time. They got Gwyneth Paltrow in it, Jude Law, Lawrence Fishburne. I think a good thing, if indeed it is what we think it is, nobody shows up to see the movie, it tanks. Then people go, not interested.
Well, they did this. Remember the movie? There was the movie Virus. There was the movie. There was a Dustin Hoffman, Renee.
Well, that was Outbreak. That one actually I've quoted many times over the years because it was the famous sneezing in the movie theater, and they had the Virus Cam. You remember the Virus Cam?
No.
It's like better than 3D Virus Cam. Let's fly. Look, the floating virus is coming in. They're laughing. It's going in their nose, right? Just like that. You're seeing it go in their nose. It's like the nose cam now, and of course. course, all of these Hollywood special effects. And then the next thing, you've got tents, you've got people wearing spacesuits. Just like in a lot of hospital wards, it's dehumanizing. You turn into astronauts or aliens. And, you know, at the end, it was all about the vaccine. They got it. They got the vaccine. You know, it's so formula. But the people, you know, I covered a story the other day, Liam. 75% of healthcare providers that were part of this survey, and I'm not talking alternativeness, all of them, 75%, three out of every four healthcare providers, doctors and non-doctors alike, utilizing some form of what they call alternative medicine. I mean, Hollywood is so far behind on this, even though we know the Hollywood elite, outside of Steven Jobs, who wasn't a Hollywood elite guy, right, with an Apple, right?
Right.
He's obviously now, you know, didn't adopt. If he had gone to see my friend Nicholas Gonzalez for pancreatic cancer in New York, he'd been alive and well today. He'd been on a good organic diet. And it would be a different story. With all the money in the world, doesn't save you. You know, you could get a liver transplant. Doesn't save you. The reality is he's on immune suppressant drugs. What was likely to be the outcome? You stop your immune system from working. Can you say cancer? What did he expect?
You know, I think about Soderbergh. And you know, you're bringing up Steve Jobs. My heart's kind of with him, and I feel for him, and I wish. I don't know what he did. I have no idea. I'm not in the inner circle. I wish that if he had done alternative stuff or what I consider real medicine, he would have been very open about it. I know people deserve their privacy. I think a lot about the legacy of Steve Jobs. I recognize him as an incredibly creative, talented, hardworking individual. I do have to ask myself about the legacy, though. If the legacy is the iPod and the iPad and all this kind of stuff, you know, I go back to my love of certain poetry, and I think, is this a thing of beauty, is a joy forever, its loveliness increases, will never fade into nothingness. I think the iPad will fade into nothingness. I think this computer stuff will fade into nothingness. I think there are things that are more beautiful. I think it's more interesting to grow a garden and to have a new variety of tomatoes that comes about through, you know, natural hybridization in your garden plot, and to get really wonderful things to eat and feed your family and your loved ones. I actually think that that's a deeper, more resonant beauty, at least in my own experience, doing that is deeper in my soul, deeper in my dreams, deeper in my flesh than any electronic device that I touch. I still wish him the best and hope.
Sure. I mean, that's the thing about us. I mean, even if we would disagree or dislike somebody, we don't wish ill upon them mostly. I guess it would be human. It would be human almost not to. Well, like yesterday when we talked about those people at NPR, or much less those doctors willing to poison people in Africa. I mean, it's so disgusting. It's very hard to hold out any heartfelt humanity to those people.
Right. Yeah, I don't hold any negative thing for Steve Jobs. But Steven Soderbergh, you always look at Hollywood, there's always this mixture of very creative, very intelligent, and just so bloody stupid that you don't know what to do with it. Mm. You know, you can get people who are so creative and witty and good with words and funny, articulate, human. They can express and emote and bring you into character, and they're just so bleeping stupid. They just don't read. They don't read any critical literature. They don't read any scientific or critical scientific literature. They're just like the idiots in Congress and the Robert Gallows of the world, the NIH you know, super clowns get up and they come and they give their presentation and say, we need $40 million more dollars because we're almost there to find the cure.
Right.
Of the thing.
Just a little bit more, a little bit more. Nixon's war on cancer, just a billion more here. We'll get there. We're making progress. No, they're not.
No, they're not.
There is no intent to, again, on the low level, the people that are fundraising for these charities, they don't know. And many of them, unfortunately, have been touched by cancer in horrific ways. They've lost family members. They've lost body parts. And, you know, it isn't an attack personally on them, but the reality is one day they're going to wake up and go, oh my God, what was I thinking? What was I was duped. Just like that story we started off with today, the CNN say the mutant strain of virus.
Aren't all viruses mutants?
They're all mutants.
They're all, that's the nature of even bacteria. They're constantly swapping parts and mutating, and this is the way that things stay alive. This is the way that we work. I mean, if not for the mutational system, we wouldn't be able to adapt to any new environment. I don't know. That's the science fiction aspect of it. That's why you invoked X-Men.
Yes.
We're supposed to be terrified because they say mutant virus. That's a redundancy. There's everything.
Well, and then they say variant, strain. Like I said, we pick apart these words and help you understand that they utilize these words not by accident.
Right.
I mean, there's like operant conditioning.
Right.
It's very much, you know, purposeful. And they didn't hide anything in this CNN article right from the get-go. Resurgence, deadly, mutant, spreading, variant. I'm reading all of these words in the sentence just out of context so you can hear. What does that say? Unpredictable, right? That's fearful. We can't predict. It's unpredictable. That's scary. Risks. These are things that are designed to have you reacting, not thinking blindly.
What's the tagline of the movie?
Oh, the tagline. We'll get back to the tagline of the movie. Listen to this tagline again as we go to break here. Contagion. Nothing spreads like fear.
Well, they got that right.
Yeah, at least they got that right. Listen, I appreciate everybody being here on the United States and world of Health Talk Radio. We got lots more stories to cover, including maybe some things on obesity. I talked about yesterday, the government wants to lead the way to fight obesity. Who are the ones that led us into obesity? That's a question. Also, I want to discuss Ron Paul and the leftists that are worshiping science. There's a leftist who wrote a nasty article about Ron Paul. We're going to pick that apart as well, their view of the Constitution. So stay with me. Lots more healing to go on all levels, emotional, physiological, political, economic, spiritual. Yeah, why not? It's the Robert Scott Bell Show, coming right back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams inviting you to check out naturalnews.tv. This is a video site, a video community website that's been called the YouTube of the natural health community. It's pretty cool there. You can upload videos, share them, view other people's videos. Right now, we're serving over 1.2 million video views a month. We've got a personal health transformation video contest on the site. We've got recipes, superfoods, lectures, interviews, anti-cancer information, diabetes information. I mean, it is just loaded with great videos, how-to videos, knowledge, wisdom, everything you need to know to pursue a natural health lifestyle. Oh, and it's also got a bunch of cool freedom videos from Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura as well, because we are a freedom-oriented natural health website, kind of a health freedom website. Check it out at naturalnews.tv. Again, that's naturalnews.tv.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Got a question for Robert? Call now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Did you know that your hormones can be rejuvenated without cancer-causing hormone replacement, including bioidentical HRT? This is Dr. Teresa Dale inviting you to take action with my natural homeopathic formulas. Get relief and balance back into your life. My formulas help heal a variety of health conditions, including menopause or low T. You know you have the power to heal your body and mind, and yes, my system and products will help you do that. They have been proven with thousands of people in before and after saliva tests. You can actually get a saliva test sent to you today, or just start using our formulas for optimal wellness. Learn more at wellnesscenter.net or naturalhealingpro.com, and you can always give us a call at 800-219-1261.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Alrighty then.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right?
Robert Scott Bell.
Yesterday, I commented on a story about these UN do-gooders, again, related to the pharmaceutical and medical industrial complex, all saying that, oh, we need to take the lead. Government needs to take the lead to what? Reduce obesity on planet Earth. Never mind, it's the same dunderheads that created the problem of obesity that now they're calling for the solution, that they have the solution. They should lead. We should follow them onto the solution. And, of course, it's absolutely nonsense is a nice word, a nice way to say it. Now there's another story here. This is off of Medical News Today. Slimmers support junk food tax to reduce health food cost. Who are these slimmers? Where are they? And why do they want a junk food tax? Why do they want more taxes? The taxes that we have are actually on the real food because they're subsidizing the fake food. So the inordinate expense that you may claim, I can't, Robert, I can't eat organic food. It's too expensive. Why is it too expensive? It's artificially expensive because you're subsidizing through taxpayer stolen funds. And this is true about a lot of Western countries, but certainly here in the United States. The money is being taken from you to prop up corporate welfare, to keep paying out and make artificially cheap the food that is artificial and not good for you and that induces obesity. So these stupid slimmers supporting a junk food tax don't already realize that there is a junk food tax. It's a tax on the food that they're already eating because it's cheap and it's making them artificially fat. But a junk food tax, according to this article, would be supported by most individuals if the money was used to lower the cost of healthy foods, such as fruit and vegetables. And this is according to a poll of approximately 1,000 slimmers. I think they meant to write sinners, right? These are food sinners. They're calling themselves slimmers just to kind of off put their guilt for eating horrible foods.
Somebody decided to call them this, I guess, because they've taken a defiant stand against really, really fat people. So they're
yeah, well, again, it's fat. It's fatism.
It's fatism.
It's obesitism.
Who knows what it means? I don't know what it means to be slim, to want people. Are they saying that there are too many? We have to admit that we're all really fat and unhealthy. Is that what they're saying? Is that where they're coming from? Do they ask the question, what? Okay, so we have to eat more healthy food. How do we get people?
If we tax the cheap food, make it expensive.
I get it. So right? The kids in the ghetto who can only afford McDonald's, because McDonald's is naturally 99 cents. What?
Yeah, right.
99 cents.
How do they do that?
Huh, hold on. Let me think. White flour, subsidized.
Subsidies.
Oh, wait. No. And then there's the cattle. There's a subsidized factory.
Subsidize that, too.
Cattle, and you grind up 1,000 of those and take tiny bits of each and mix it with fecal matter and blood for every
lovely
burger. And also some genetically modified soy lecithin just to make sure that you can really grease the skids. Let me think. Would there be another way to do this whole project? I'm just trying to get my head around it. If we could not. Oh, yeah.
What do you think?
We have to shoot all the fat people. Wait a second. No, that's not the solution.
Actually, you know what they will do? They'll shoot them with vaccines. Remember, they proposed fat vaccines.
Fat vax. Of course not. No. What about taking the subsidies off
of the cheap
USDA meat,
right?
And dairy,
cheese,
Monsanto subsidy, and Monsanto subsidies. But what will poor Monsanto do?
How will they survive? Listen, the idea here, of course, is to tax the junk food. At least that's what I'm reading here. Then the people that can't afford the cheap food, what will they eat at all? I mean, I like to look at this positively. Perhaps then there'll be more civil disobedience of everybody in the inner city will begin to take every little plot of land or make a greenhouse and start growing their own food, which is what needs to be happening right now. Will that do it? I mean, the reality is if you want another tax, all it's going to do is create more opportunity for the government to involve itself in your life and destroy you or make you fat by supporting that which is artificial, the food. The price of organic food is artificially high because the price of the toxic junk food is artificially low. It is subsidized. Now, you remove those subsidies, suddenly farmers are all growing food differently. You're growing your own food. The food that you thought was expensive becomes, wow, this is the cheapest food on earth. Now, I've argued, Liam, that organic food at whatever price is the cheapest food on earth because you can't afford, honestly, to eat the crap and expect to be healthy and not end up dependent and medical bills that you can never repay. Never pay it to begin with, which is why Obamacare came to be. The idea that 50% or more of the American population said, yep, that's too expensive. I give up. Let's just get the government to do it. As if they were going to pull money out of thin air. Oh, wait, they were. And then, of course, to the detriment of everybody that was really trying to earn a living, as those funds were either stolen outright from them or in the guise over the reality of printing it by the Fed, would make each dollar worth less and less so that that food that you couldn't afford already becomes even less affordable. Hmm. You see how everything's related to everything. Like, well, we got the movie Contagion to distract us instead of talking about the Fed and Ron Paul and the real things that could be making the transformation and change, not only back to liberty, but back to affordability.
Hmm. Let me think for a second. If we can't make food affordable, we should definitely tax the Fed. You know what? Some famous people have decided to eat. Well, have they decided to eat more healthy, or have they decided to... I'm a little confused. There's a news story going around. I don't know if you want to jump into this.
Sure.
There's some famous people who are now... who've been telling people how to live their lives for a long time, let's be honest.
Political elite.
They love to tell people how to live.
Right.
And people love to listen to them for some reason.
Any of them a Rhodes Scholar by chance?
Cecil Rhodes.
Cecil Rhodes, right? He was an internationalist, was he not?
He might have put his octopus arms around the world, and some people consider him to have been not a great guy for his work. There's a scholarship named in his honor, and young, promising internationalists sometimes receive that, and then they go on to Oxford.
Monica Lewinsky's boyfriend.
Monica Lewinsky's paramour.
Yeah.
I resemble that remark.
Yeah. I like my burgers. Where did he go? He just came out as a vegan.
He just came out as he's going to be vegan. Now, I don't like to punch vegans in the nose. Of all people, they're living a lifestyle for political, social, economic, compassionate reasons that I really understand and frankly support in many ways. I don't think that everybody's cut out to be vegan. I think eating lower on the food chain and certainly eating non-organic large animals is kind of crazy if you ever look at the factory farming system.
Yeah.
But there's vegan and there's vegan. So it's Bill Clinton. We're beating around the bush. Never mind. But I don't know what you're talking about.
That was post-Bush. That was after Bush. Listen, Clinton, of course, was known for his love affair with fast food.
I love the ladies.
The fast food. Come on. The junk food. He would eat the burgers, the pig, the everything.
Remember Phil Hartman sketch? When Bill Clinton was running for president, Phil Hartman, the great legendary Phil Hartman, was on Saturday Night Live, and he would be running with his like eight bodyguards, and he'd go into the McDonald's, and he'd just keep walking in place, and he'd just eat as much as he could, and he'd go around to every, what's your problem? Can I have some of these fries? And
I was surprised with that. I don't know. I just loved them, and I just gave up on it. I need to go for some vegan food now.
So he almost had a heart thing and
yep.
real health problems.
Stents, whatever. It was probably on statin drugs. May still be. I don't know.
Right.
But I find it interesting when the political elites start coming out in favor of organics and veganism. I have questions. My producer, Don, was asking questions. I heard Jerry Doyle was asking questions about this. And also, who's the other guy? Gore?
The debate is over.
The debate is over on vegan food? He's also vegan now?
No. He's leaning into... I mean, after years of proselytizing people to be environmentalists, he's actually telling people to do something actually environmental.
Yeah, actually eat better.
Yeah, I mean, eat more organically. I mean, if you watch that film strip of his, you watch it and you go, okay, all right, bad, I guess. And then at the end he says, what can you do? Buy a Toyota Prius, write your congressman. You think, who made this? What level of political savvy do you have to believe that any of that matters? Mm. When you talk about where food comes from, you're talking about where the majority of the land in this country that's used for food is now owned by a company called Monsanto, engineered with bioengineered seeds like corn and soy, same in China. And these are then stuffed into abused, tortured, pesticide-ridden, pus-ridden, cancer-ridden animals that are stuffed with this stuff that they can't digest. And then that ends up ground into stuff that is subsidized. That's taxpayer money going to the U.S. What's the U.S. agricultural? What's the beef organization?
Oh yeah, the Beef Growers Association. The beef eaters. Not the beef eaters.
Beef eaters growers.
That was a British thing.
Yes, that was the Beef Growers Association of America. And all this kind of stuff. They get these great subsidies. Remember when Oprah Winfrey said, "I'll never eat a hamburger again."
They sued her.
Only time she almost lost her career was when she went up against this major monopoly.
Big beef. Yeah.
So all the stuff that you get in the fast food restaurants, it's usually coming from 10 to 100 to sometimes 1,000 animals ground up with all this stuff in them, and it ends up in this 99 cent. How does that happen? How does all that transportation cost, all that food, all that growing, subsidy?
Right.
So Al Gore is saying global warming's the problem. Never in his movie does he say,
Eat lower on the food chain. No. And he finally maybe come out and doing that. Now, of course, he's also calling people that question the science of global warming racist. Now, we really pointed out who the real racists are. They are the elitists from these Northeastern institutions, Ivy League schools, and of course, in NPR. And they're actually showing their true colors, and they don't even know that they're doing it. They're laughing and giggling about it. So to have Bill, we're going to follow the story. I mean, I don't have a definitive answer for you yet, but there's some interesting links as big organic companies are being bought up by bigger international companies, non-governmental organizations now maybe promote. I don't know. This smacks. I'm a little suspicious about what's happening here, Liam. We need to follow up
on
this.
Well, Don's suspicion, your producer Don, was – he did some legwork, and he said, look, it's nice that people want to do good things, and we're not going to – God, I'm not going to bash anybody going out of their way to eat organic.
Right.
Even Bill Clinton. Thank you, Liam. I appreciate it. But
try to be fair about these things. Listen, this is something that we need to follow up on. But again, we come back to the leftists, if you will, and not to pick on them, but they're easy to pick on based on their disconnect from this. That at one level, you would assume, well, aren't they into more organic stuff? Yet at the same time, they're strangely silent about the attacks on the raw milk producers, the dairy farmers, the Amish farmers as such.
Yeah, to them, that's a right-wing loony issue. And if you look at lefty health food stuff, I can sum it up in two words: whole paycheck. You go to the Whole Foods market, 98% of what they have in there is crap. It's unadulterated crap. It's refined, sugared, so they call it cane sugar. So they call it raw, evaporated cane sugar. I mean, look at the percentage in all that stuff that's still modified, adulterated nonsense. It's not even food, and you're not really going to get better eating in 98% of what used to be the premier health food store. You know, it was individual health food markets that were all bought out by the conglomerate Whole Foods, and it decided now what everybody needs are semi-natural chocolate-stuffed toaster, strudel, bakery things for kids in the morning. What?
When they say chocolate is good for you, they're not talking about chocolate strudel bakery stuff from the grocer's freezer. But that's another story. Listen, we got to take a break. We're going to wrap up this hour with Liam Sheff, my dear friend, and he is the conspiracy realist. We're going to cover a little bit of the Ron Paul and the Constitution and a leftist perspective on what Ron Paul is doing. And it's kind of shocking, actually, but it needs to be revealed, and we're going to do so right after this break.
You're looking for FDA-approved radio. You're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams inviting you to check out naturalnews.tv. This is a video site, a video community website that's been called the YouTube of the Natural Health Community. It's pretty cool there. You can upload videos, share them, view other people's videos. Right now, we're serving over 1.2 million video views a month. We've got a personal health transformation video contest on the site. We've got recipes, superfoods, lectures, interviews, anti-cancer information, diabetes information. I mean, it is just loaded with great videos, how-to videos, knowledge, wisdom, everything you need to know to pursue a natural health lifestyle. Oh, and it's also got a bunch of cool freedom videos from Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura as well, because we are a freedom-oriented natural health website, kind of a health freedom website. Check it out at naturalnews.tv. Again, that's naturalnews.tv.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Liam, always a fascinating time when we get together, and I'm enjoying it immensely again. Now, we were talking about the food issue, Bill Clinton going vegan. What does this mean? Al Gore, is there something sinister behind it possibly? And producer Don has brought up some very interesting points off the air. We've discussed this. You had mentioned that there is seemingly no more independent organic producers. They all went gobbled up.
Yeah. You know, in the beginning of the Whole Foods era, when it was bread and circus in the East and whatever it was in the West and so on in the South, there were dozens, maybe hundreds of small local producers making tempeh or tofu locally, making it locally, making a fermented food or a sauerkraut or something locally. The joy of local food is that it's really good for you, that it comes from the local soil, that it's grown in the local environment, which suits your body's needs better than anything that's grown 6,000 miles away. And I mean 12,000 miles away now in China. There are no more. I mean, Hain, a large company, bought, I don't know, 30 companies, and Heinz, Hain.
Yeah.
So what's independent anymore? So the question is, why does that matter? Oh, everybody, that raises everybody's stock, you know, a rising tide lifts all boats. But what's the problem? And I asked you, and I'll let you answer it. What's the problem?
Well, the problem is the raids on Rossum. The problem is it's not just that there's no local producers. It's just that if there are, they're targeted now. All competition to the global industrial food production, even organic, becomes suspect and subject to regulatory attacks by SWAT teams from the FDA in conjunction with local police forces. That is the problem. As you said, we endorse and embrace localism, but even as much as we're into organics, the gobbling up by large multinational corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state that own the regulators now utilize the power and force and fraud of government to put them out of business. Any competition cannot be tolerated.
So that's what happened. So once, even though your stock goes up, once your little company that you used to love is now bought by Danon, once your little yogurt company in Vermont is bought by Danon, what happens? They don't exist anymore as an entity, and if they try to do something like producing a raw product or something that the FDA said is somehow criminal, why? Because only the FDA understands what the FDA says. They don't make any sense. They can't do it. They have to abide by the parent company, so you don't get any independence anymore. And if you are an independent producer, and if you dare be a small independent producer like a Rossum, the FDA will mount on its cavalry, get real guns.
Yes, real guns, and all you have to attack back are blocks of raw cheese. It's not a fair fight. Although the people can wake up and do something about it. Well, we talk about that. We'll probably cover some of those issues next hour as well. But right now I want to transition very quickly, Liam, to the Ron Paul thing. We covered this on the air a while back when you said, you know, you hadn't really – you're not into politics. I wouldn't be, partly if it weren't – well, I'm in talk radio, but watching a guy like Ron Paul – you're just blown away by the honesty and integrity of this guy. You're like, this is not real. Could this be real? Yet we have attacks from the left again. We've got enough attacks from the neoconservative right on Ron Paul. But now the guy on the left here on the Iowan, I've got this in the Daily Iowan newspaper. He's saying, claiming that Constitution does not authorize Congress to create a Department of Education, quote, in parentheses, guys, it does. Paul displays a startling lack of constitutional competency. Article 1, Section 8, Clause, it goes on and on. The necessary and proper clause granted Congress the authority to create the Department of Education in 79. necessary and proper. How is the necessary and proper clause construed to mean the Constitution doesn't mean anything? If the powers are not specific and limited and enumerated, and then you throw in a necessary and proper clause that says, well, it doesn't matter. Everything else in the Constitution, null and void. This is what leftists do to defend their ability to say every department we create is lawful and constitutional, and attacking Ron Paul is a guy that doesn't know?
So let's lay out the argument. Ron Paul's saying that the No Child Left Behind thing has been really a means to drug.
Yeah, and do it forced medication of our children.
And the guy claiming liberalism, I mean, really claiming liberalism, which is the joke, is saying, oh, it's not that big a deal. You have to meet with three or four people before we drug your children and take them away from you.
Yeah, well,
more or less.
Yeah, this is what they talk about, the individual education plans. We're going to meet and talk about it, but they disavow any knowledge on the left in many cases. Again, we're generalizing a bit, we understand, but in relation to this kind of thing, a lot of that thought form out there, that these school systems, these little public school systems, are actually receiving pharmaceutical kickbacks, pseudo-governmental kickbacks, the more kids that are on Ritalin, for instance, the higher the vaccination rates. These things play out in the budget of these local schools, public government indoctrination centers. Where is the concern or consideration for these pharmaceutical conflicts of interest? On the left, remember, that's their religion.
Yes, it is. And when lefties, I don't know who this guy is. I assume that he's somebody who feels that he needs to have the government take care of him. And so he'll defend the government abusing other people so that he can get whatever drugs he thinks he needs.
Well, it's Scott McKeague. He's an Iowa City School District teacher.
But maybe he just hates children.
We need to drug my kids in my class. That's why I'm against Ron Paul. He doesn't want to drug our children.
Yeah, maybe there's a problem locally with his class and his kids, and maybe the public school system is an awful place to work in that place in Michigan. Mm. And maybe he's saying God knows what to do with these kids. He's not saying maybe all the poison in the diet and the vaccines is making these kids kind of hard to handle. Maybe he's not saying the destruction of certain ways of life in this country or certain groups of people in this country historically makes this a very difficult issue. He's saying we need to drug them. That's all I know. Drug them now.
Mm.
Saying it through pseudo politeness, snarkiness, internet snarkiness. Oh, when there will be a day when the internet goes down and people will have to talk to each other again and they won't be able to say all that parenthetical crap to each other. They'll just have to look at each other and try to be reasonable again.
Yeah, well, it would be a nice day when that happens.
I know.
Not holding my breath, but I think that the left's love affair with drugs, with pharmaceutical drugs, has got to come to a screeching halt here because they're enabling this destruction, you know, on so many levels, even of that which they claim to hold dear, as well as their abandonment of any movement against the war, the unconstitutional warfare. I mean, where is he complaining against the you know, Obama's, you know, oh, let's just go into Libya. Oh, we'll have NATO do it. UN says it's okay.
Right.
They didn't like it under Bush. Suddenly they like it under Obama. Where is the consciousness?
They worship their king. It's tribalism. They decided who their guy was. They don't look under the hood to see what's really running the show. What did you say? There is no difference. There is one candidate. They're all the institutional candidate. They're all the machine candidate. Mm. Unless you're with, right? You don't look. Everybody learned the lesson after Kennedy, right? Even Nixon learned it. You know, Nixon used to call the Kennedy assassination. You know what he called the Kennedy assassination?
No, what did he call it?
He called it that Bay of Pigs thing.
Really?
Yeah, he called it the Bay of Pigs thing. In other words, even Nixon, as much as people hated him, was aware that he wasn't running the show. And the Bay of Pigs wasn't the Kennedy assassination. What he was saying was there's something going on in government that I, as president, have no ability to address, redress, shut down. There's a secret government at work here. Nixon, Tricky Dick Nixon, was aware of this, and I think that probably he was a little bit maligned in history, maybe even set up a little bit, not that he was a great guy, but even set up a little bit for wanting to question that military industrial secret government state. And if I sound too crazy conspiratorial to you, well, sit on attack. It's true. It's true.
He's the realist. He's the conspiracy realist. Liam Sheff, thank you for being here. Next hour, I'm going to talk a little bit more about the reasons why we don't get the flu. We don't want to overlook that, as you're going to be scared to death by Contagion movie, which we covered this hour. But next hour, we'll talk about reasons that you won't get the flu if you do what we tell you. Oh, do what you tell you or else you'll get the flu. No, we're not going to force you to do anything. We just want you to know these things. Also, some discussion of the nutritional content of eggs. statin drugs, more cholesterol information, disinformation in the news. We'll cover that as well and lots more on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you for being here. RobertScottBell.com. And as we end each hour, before we take a quick break here, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out. Counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there that you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. Naturalnews.com. Check it out.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, why you won't get flu. That's right, why you won't get it. Instead of all the fear-mongering from the NIH, the FDA, where else are they going? WHO, CDC, we go through all these names again and again and again. And all the misinformation being led, including this year's return of H5N1. Oh, no! We need to talk about the reasons why you won't get this so-called influenza, pandemic or otherwise. That is not something they'll talk about unless if you hear about it in the old media. Come on, let's face it. You hear it on Fox and CNN and NBC and all of these things. What they're going to do in the morning shows, they're going to trout out a doctor who says, get your flu shot. Come on, who are you kidding? Get that flu shot. You have a mercury deficiency just waiting to happen. And if it's not for us putting that mercury in your veins, there'd be no way you could be protected from this nasty influenza virus, which we talked about in terms of its mutant status. It's changing, it's shifting, it's unpredictable. It's a variant strain of N5H1. I mean, anyway, R2-D2 is involved here somewhere. And so instead of looking at it from the fear-based paradigm, because this is all it is, that's all they have. Fear, fear, fear. And fear is the greatest commodity, which they try to foist upon us all. And, of course, in doing so, many of the American people, although I think less and less each year, succumb to the vaccine propaganda associated with this. This is the next 1918 flu. Whatever year we can find something scary that no one else is alive to know about, we'll tell you all about it and say, hey, it's on the way back. We're going to dig up a caveman from the Stone Age. And we're going to find something in his belly, or not. We won't find it, but we'll use PCR to amplify it thousands and thousands and thousands. I will tell you, hey, it's due. It's overdue. We haven't seen evidence of this caveman H1N1 rock and roll Flintstone Yahoo flu. And so that's coming back. just get ready. We've dug up the DNA, and we're now recombinating it, right? Recombinant. We're just going to make it up as we go, and then we'll market it. We'll say it's a variant strain of the H5N1 avian influenza vaccine, and we're going to give it to you. So how do you stay healthy in the midst of all of the garbage, the propaganda, the lies that are coming through the big old bad old media? Well, you keep reading Natural News, you keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you're going to know. And it's not like I haven't covered this before, but I have to acknowledge there are loads of new listeners coming on every day here. And I'm welcoming you all to the United States and world of Health Talk Radio right now, where we cover health and healing in ways other shows, they might try, but they'll stub their toes so badly, they'll have to call me for help. And we're compassionate, we'll help them. But in the meantime, recognizing that we do this on a physiological level as well as an emotional, mental, economic, spiritual, and yes, even political, that all healing really starts with the liver and it moves on out. And of course, we can see by our problems in this country especially that there's mass liver congestion in Washington, D.C. There's massive constipation in Washington, D.C. can be helped by things that are not approved by the FDA. And including when we talk about prevention of the influenza scenario. Now, how do we get, let's say, that so-called virus coming into us? If we're not going to get shot up, okay, how is it? Could somebody sneeze on us? Certainly. And in their mucus, could there be viral debris, vital and viral and able to replicate? Perhaps. And in these cases, though, the mucous membranes, your skin, your cilia, your hairs, these different things all act, as a barrier to the penetration of this so-called viral particle that would then steal, by entering your cell, steal your DNA, or if it's an RNA virus, steal your RNA, and replicate itself. And in this way, causing what they call viral infection, viral influenza. Now, if you were to get this sneezed upon you and you swallowed it, normally your stomach would take care of it, no problem. The acids alone would be vicious enough of an environment that they wouldn't allow for viable viral particles to pass that place, so to speak. But we do know we have massive gastrointestinal disruptions, especially in the northern hemisphere, during what they call flu season, what we wrongly call flu season, what we should be calling eating loads of crap season, or even eating too much good stuff season. We get into the Halloween, the Thanksgiving, the Christmas gooses and geeses and meeses, whatever people are eating to indulge in, to excess over that time frame. And usually within a week or two, maybe three of that, those episodes, you'll see little spikes in influenza, in the expression of these influenza-like diseases. Whether it's really flu or not, we don't know. They're not doing PCR on everybody coming in. They're not checking them for viruses and actually straining them. So in most cases, it just comes down to, well, it looks like a flu. The symptoms are all there. Okay, there you go. And if they die of it, did they have any sneezing in the past 3 weeks? Well, then the flu killed them. But how do we restore, let's say, that a protective mechanism or that protective layer? Because remember, this avian flu influenza virus can apparently bypass the defenses of current vaccines. We covered that last hour with Liam. Can bypass the defenses of current vaccines. Not like vaccines, current or old, had defenses. They don't. But this is the nonsense that parades as medical journaling, medical reporting. So let's say those little viral particles get past the stomach, right? They go into the intestine, the duodenum, and other areas. And you're suffering because you've been eating like a little piglet, okay? Let's be honest. We overindulge. We ate too much of the wrong kind of thing or too much of the right kind of thing. It doesn't matter. Or we may have been on an antibiotic in our recent or even distant history and past that has left us vulnerable. How, Robert? How has that left us vulnerable? Because this gastrointestinal distress, inflammation, etc., creates, or let's say, yeah, it creates, in fact, damage to the lining of the gut, the epithelial lining, the integrity of the lining, the cilia, the hair-like projections of the skin, if you will. It's the mucous membrane. It's the epithelial lining out. It's like skin. It's your protective barrier in your gut. And you've got all of these billions and trillions of colonies of bacteria, good, bad, and ugly, depending on your situation. But if it's good, it's mostly designed there to interface with the outside world to protect you. to, you know, basically make nutrients available to you, just like the bacteria in the soil make nutrients available for the plants that grow in that soil. And if that soil is corrupted in any way, if the damage is into the gut lining itself, now suddenly these viral particles that would never have entrance way into your body, into your viscera, into your gut, into other areas beyond your gut, are now having free reign, and they're going to areas where your immune system is not able to act against them very rapidly, immediately, in a way that can stop it cold, or let's say stop it even lukewarm, before it has created a viral explosion in your body. And so we come to the gut ecology, do we not? Yes, the lining, I'll get back to that. But the gut ecology itself, with so much disrupting the integrity of the microflora, the microbiome in the intestinal tract. And I've had many, many stories, many cases, many doctors on my program over the years to talk about this, to confirm this. And more we learn, the more right I am about it. And it's not even about me being right. It's about the way nature is and operating in line with it instead of destroying it. We find that the way to stay healthy during influenza season is not to shoot yourself up with killed, attenuated, or live viruses compounded with mercury and mercury preservatives, aluminum, and different adjuvants that cause a hyperimmune stimulation. The way to stay healthy is to stay healthy, is to have integrity in your gut. It's like, Robert, wait, that's too easy. What do you mean stay healthy to stay healthy? Yes, I mean stay healthy to stay healthy. You do that which you know is right for your body, and then you will have resistance. You will have resilience. There is no viral particle on planet Earth, I don't care how strange it is, that will be able to take advantage of you, because it won't get into places where your immune system can't get to initially until it's too late, until it's way late. And then it goes, whoa, what's that going on over there? After that big explosion has occurred. And then, of course, you can rely on all the things we know naturally, botanically, and minerally to restore integrity of the immune system, strengthen it to get you through the crisis. And that's also a very big part of this. But I ask you, are you taking, ingesting foods that are fermented, foods that contain good flora, good bacteria, that colonize and recolonize your intestinal flora, your bacteria that needs to be there for that interface between you and the world and the outside world? How's your diet? Is it probiotic? Is it destructive of that biosis, of that life-sustaining environment, normally life-sustaining environment? And if you aren't doing the things to sustain it, are you then expanding out beyond the sauerkrauts of the world and other fermented foods that are very good for replenishing the good gut ecology by a food? Are you taking dietary supplements in the form of these probiotic bacteria, especially before the FDA bans them and makes them only available to you by a prescription, which is where this is going, because I've seen evidence that they're trying to patent these microbes. Yes, the Monsantos of the world are not happy enough genetically engineering the crops, the corn, the soy, the cotton, whatever else they can do. They also want to patent life itself, your genes, your microflora, so that you cannot go out to a health food store and reasonably buy them, or call up Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com and say, hey, Jonathan, give me some of that of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, please. And I don't want to hear the day Jonathan says, listen, the FDA says we can't sell probiotics anymore because now they're patented by drug companies and they are now available only through a doctor's prescription, and the doctor won't prescribe them unless they're also prescribing them with an antibiotic, so then they could justify the probiotics. So other than that, they don't agree that any food will destroy your gut ecology. They don't agree that feeding yourself crack cocaine sugar, refined sugar, will create the imbalance of the bacteria that you don't want down there. Therefore, it would necessitate, of course, the rebalancing by the replenishment of the good guys that we know we can get from the probiotic strains that are available to us right now in health food stores, online. Yes, call Jonathan at 866-424-1077 while you can. I'm not fear-mongering in that sense. I'm just looking at, not even a crystal ball, but look at what the FDA is doing. They are part of this propaganda campaign against you, against the freedom to heal, against the freedom to know how to truly prevent disease. Remember, when the so-called scares of H1N1, H3N2, H5N1 came about, there was the FDA police SWAT team ready to raid anybody who dared sell a supplement that claimed to prevent, treat, cure, mitigate the flu of any kind. if it's not Big Pharma, if it's not a vaccine, if it's not an antiviral drug that can kill you or cause you to have such delusions that you'll kill yourself, it's not legitimate. It's not proper. It's unnecessary. Remember, necessary and proper means they can do anything. And the law of necessity, it's no law of necessity. There's a rule of necessity. And when the government declares rule of necessity, it declares emergency. And that means, look out. There is no law. There is no protection. There is no constitution anymore. And your constitution is out the window as well, as it already is. It's been discarded long ago. We're just now realizing how bad it's gotten as we were witnessing raid after raid after raid of small family farms, small family farmer buying clubs, people that are getting together, humans, adult humans that are contract with adult humans to acquire food, to provide food that hasn't been inspected by the government. How did we ever survive the thousands and thousands and thousands of years of recorded history without an FDA to protect us? You ever wonder, how do we ever do it? Where are you, people? Where are the people calling for the abolition of the FDA? We do not need a fear and death administration dictating to us what we can and can't eat, what we can and cannot put into our bodies. They are approving things that are destroying our life, liberty, and property. And I say no more. I say end the med. And the medical monopoly. And the Fed as well, while we're at it, shall we? Yes, let's. Hey, thanks for being here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got lots more healing to do. Maybe I'll talk about a few more things that I utilize in cases of influenza, as well as, of course, restoring the gut ecology. We've already mentioned that. Primary among the ways. And, of course, please don't overeat the bad stuff. Don't even overeat the good stuff. Or if you do, load up on them probiotics. I know that's not proper English, but hey, it's my show. Have a little fun with the English language as we go along. All right, robertscatbell.com. Thanks again to all of you listening through naturalnewsradio.com. Fill out your email there. You'll get your daily updates of health, freedom, and liberty, as well as Prepper Podcast Network picked us up. They carry us every day at prepperpodcast.com. Thank you all for being here. The United States and world of health talk radio continues after this.
Why do you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show?
Bravery and integrity is amazing, and it's much needed.
I love, love, love your show.
I love the show, like all the things that you're doing with Mike Adams and all the writers at Natural News.
To be quite frank with you, I think the show is the biggest breath of fresh air we've found.
Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out. Counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there that you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. Naturalnews.com. Check it out.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Before we continue with my discussion of the influenza, the prevention of it, giving you some strategies. I mean, listen, I don't have a monopoly, nor would I want one, on strategies for preventing flu. But I'll just tell you the things that have been successful for me, including, of course, I've mentioned the homeopathic medicine that is so very available and so regulated as a drug medicine, albeit a safe, non-toxic one, no side effects. King Bio has a wonderful, comprehensive, even pandemic flu formula available that covers all of the strains should you feel the need to use it. And by all means, non-toxic, will never give you the flu. And that is something I would heartily recommend and endorse. And they're at 800-543-3245. So if you're prepping for flu season because you're afraid, you're they're coming back with it. Oh, my God. Well, what if they do spray it from the sky, right? What if they do? What if the chemtrails are real? And, of course, chemtrails are not contrails. They're different. They are real. What's in them? There's debate about that. But the reality is that they do exist. And what are they putting up there? Are there virus? I don't know. But I'm just here saying that there may be a viable reason why you want to do homeopathy on a daily basis in terms of the so-called influenza season when they're ramping up, because they might need to justify the flu shots. They need more than just the fear-mongering. They need some cases of respiratory ailments. They're going to bring back severe acute respiratory syndrome, right? SARS? They'll do that. Yeah, then they'll say, hey, look, it's back. And, of course, the gullible among us will run for their shots. So why not take a homeopathic medicine that comprehensively covers just about all the flu viruses that you need without harming yourself? That's a great idea. Case in point, the reason why I also say to take the EMF detox remedies from King Bio or the radiation remedies from my dear friend Dr. Teresa Dale, who you hear on the show at from time to time and certainly on some of these commercial breaks. That the remedies are there for you. I make them available to you, and I talk about them from time to time. Homeopathy, one of the key ingredients here, if you will, to the prevention and or reversal should you have influenza. Yes, indeed. It's simple. It's safe. And you can have it. You can hold on to it. It could be in your medicine cabinet. You may not need it this year. You could use it next year. It'll still be good. Now, am I a wacky kind of bush doctor or the witch doctor, right? We got a holistic doctor that called the other day. And, Don, you have that clip? Let's go ahead and run that.
Robert, this is Dr. Soto. I just wanted to make a comment on my holistic doctor. And really, I'm impressed by your knowledge and wanted to ratify that all the things that you said are right. And, unfortunately, the conventional system and pharmaceutical drug companies are trying to destroy the health of Americans. So keep up the good work. If you choose to have my call, I'll be glad to make some comments about some of the things you expressed, like for psoriasis, or in the cases of ADD that you mentioned, as well as important about their nutrition and their in the whole health in the holistic way. Good luck. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Don, I think we may have to get a hold of that Dr. Soto, a holistic doctor. I like that. Very nice of him to call. Dr. Soto, thank you for calling up and giving kudos. I appreciate that. I think that knowing that there are doctors out there, I've said this many times over the past, that I was really most surprised when I started the Robert Scott Bell Show so many years ago that doctors would be very supportive of this. You know, because I thought, well, they're going to think, oh, he's giving away information, they're not going to come see me, or he's defying our knowledge base because he's against the drugs that we promote or provide. And of course, I know this from having, you know, many, perhaps even hundreds. I don't know how many guests am I have. I'm nearing 500 guests over the years. That doesn't include multiple appearances, just one per. Anyway, interesting that so many doctors communicate to me, some overtly in front of the scenes on the show, many behind the scenes saying, hey, yeah, go get them, Robert. We love what you're doing. And I'm not beholden to those licensed interests, so I am more free than they are to communicate some of these truths. And so, Dr. Soto, I hear you. I appreciate your vote of confidence and support. And anytime, call up. And, Don, maybe you need to call him and find out a little bit more. Maybe he's got some other remedies for psoriasis. I mentioned that last week. We were talking a little bit about that and some other issues. So, anyway, thanks again for that. That number is 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. I mentioned the probiotics for influenza. I mentioned some homeopathic medicines. I mean, you could have intestinal flu. It could be respiratory. I mean, there are many ways the influenza can express itself, depending on where these viral particles go and replicate and where your body is detoxifying from the debris, even in a successful immune battle. Because this is the problem. People don't die of the flu so much as they end up dying of secondary complications when their body is so racked with the debris of the battle that it ends up throwing it out. Where do we get this stuff out? How do I send it out? It's not going out through the liver. Let's throw it out through the lungs. The respiratory organs, yes, that's our way out. And, of course, you get it in there, you get the mucus, you start the rattling cough, and, you know, brutal, it's intense. And these people that are already immunocompromised and deficient, which these are the people that were really harmed by these so-called pandemic influenza viral strains, but, of course, whole other story beyond the totality of that. But let's suffice it to say, those that died had pre-existing conditions of many kinds, many stressors, many depletions, and they didn't have the energy anymore. They were lacking the vitality after the battle to take it all the way out and get it out. And so they end up dying of secondary bacterial complications, bacterial pneumonias, literally drowning in their own fluids in their lungs because their livers are so compromised. And you know, these people desperately need glutathione, enhanced glutathione production. I think about this too. I remember when I had Stephen Huer on the last couple of weeks, a few weeks ago, I think he was talking about the need for the cells in the lungs as much as anything else in the body to produce copious amounts of glutathione. And so if you are one of those that has that weakness tendency, that everything ends up in your lungs, it always, no matter what happens, starts in your sinuses, you end up in the lungs. Think of your glutathione production. Think of the selenium we're talking about. Think of also the One World Whey, the glutathione enhancement that comes from a whey protein that is not pasteurized, that retains its integrity, that's from clean animals. And that's why we have Stephen Huer on here from time to time to remind us of that. And so that would be another great way of protecting yourself, defending, right? The question is, after we hear all the flu propaganda, I don't want it, Robert. How do I not get it? That's what I want to know. You tell me all about the dangerous, crazy stuff they're talking about, but I don't want it, right? I'm with you. I don't want it. I don't want you to have it, and you don't have to. It's not a random act of God. It's not an accident. Oops, they sneezed on me. I'm going to get it. It's not like the movie Outbreak with Dustin Hoffman or whatever we pretend this may be with this new movie Contagion coming out just in time to scare you back into the needles of Big Pharma. So what else would we do? Now, we mentioned botanicals. There are a number of them, whether it be essential oils, and many essential oils have an extraordinary impact, including antiviral activity. Whether it be oil of oregano, or essential oil of peppermint can do this. A great number of things. There's olive leaf extract. There are a lot of immune-modulating herbs and essential oils. And in addition, of course, you know my favorite from time to time, I mentioned the silver hydrosol, because the bioactive form can literally, on contact, stop viral replication. So if you're fearful, truly, of viral replication, get the silver in wherever it needs to go, in the eyes, the nose, the ears, the mouth, swallow it down with aloe, whatever you got to do, which is why I want to repair the gut. Because as I opened up this hour talking about this, that if we have a lack of integrity, if we have inflammation of the gut lining, we are much more likely to succumb to viral replication outside of the confines of that alimentary canal, that protective hose, so to speak, that is truly the interface, the immune system between our cells and the environment outside of our cells. And I've said this before as well. I want to remind you or reiterate this or iterate it for the first time for my new listeners. Technically, that alimentary canal, that GI tract, all of it from the mouth to the anus is outside of your body. Technically not inside of your body. It's your outside protective interface with the outside world. And that's why we are dependent wholly and totally on the microflora, the microbes that are found in our saliva all the way down to the rectal area. And I know that's indelicate to say, but it must be said, because so much of what we do in the West is designed to destroy that which provides life, that gives life to us, that sustains us, that defends us, and that can nurse us back to health. We are dependent on the microbial world. That should be humbling, isn't it? I mean, think about it. We rely on microbes. We're so high and mighty, and we're relying on gut bacteria. You mean those little bacteria things? We're relying on that. Man, I don't feel so uppity anymore. Right? The arrogance of modern man. Without the bacteria, we're dead. We're done for. We're doomed. Of course, we're not, because you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. You read Natural News. You have a good time with us. You found out what your passion in life is and you're living it. And if you haven't yet, I would encourage you to do so. That'd be the journey. And, of course, it is about the journey, isn't it? That we say, it's about the journey, not the destination. You know, what happens when I get there? Well, okay, now that I'm here, what do I do now, right? You get there. You never get there. There's always a something more. And the moment you get there and think there's nothing more, then, yeah, you leave the planet. Not with the FDA agents that are still trying to arrest the sun. They're on their way. It's 93 million miles away. Haven't heard back from them. Maybe we won't. I don't know if they took enough of the FDA agents to protect Rossum in the future, or if they're still going to come guns a-blazing. It's like, oh my gosh, there's microflora in them dar milk cows. We can't have that. They're not approved either by government. We need a doctor's prescription to drink raw milk. And of course, there's a fraction of the medical doctors that would ever consider allowing anybody to drink raw milk. The good doctors are the ones we talk about here, and they're happy to say, yep, come on, bring it on. Let's all drink together. Here's a toast for those of you who love your raw, real milk. But of course, you could be listening to NPR, where the host will suggest we need to put condoms on those milk cows because we don't want them to be getting any microflora that would not be approved by the government. And especially those in Africa. That's the kind of craziness that's out there in the old media. And, of course, NPR is the craziest of crazies, having subsisted on the taxpayer, somewhat, but certainly a lot from Archer Daniels, Midland, and Monsanto, etc. And, I was just wondering if we were going to get any hate mail or how you guys offended me yesterday with your discussion of what were we talking about here? The AIDS in Africa situation, those people, and we talked a little bit about human sexuality as well. Again, it was an adult discussion yesterday. But so far, the feedback's been pretty good. I'm very pleased to report. That's a very good sign. In fact, one of the comments that came, Diana, you know who you are. Thank you. RSB and LS, that was Liam Schaaf. Pure unadulterated win. You guys rock the comedy world, too. We rock the comedy world. That's interesting. Lisa, you also say you agree with Diana 100%. And even though the topics, especially from yesterday, usually quite serious, absolutely loved Liam's witty, common sense approach on everything he reports. Her eyes continue to be open more and more thanks to you, too. Love it. Well, we love it, too. And I appreciate y'all listening and giving us some good feedback. And as I said, you're always welcome to call in at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Hey, I had a question that came through the website about doctors. What kind of doctor do you want to be when you grow up? I think I'm going to take that after the break here. Yeah, let's take a little rest here. I'm going to take a breather, say thanks to the sponsors here at Natural News Radio Network, as well as on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and tell your friends about the place for health, freedom, and liberty in media. Coming right back after this.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
Dr. Teresa Dale here with an urgent message for you. Are you seeking a natural solution for hormone balance? Do you now use any hormone replacement? Do you suffer from menopause or low T? Do you want results using safe, natural, and trusted products? We have thousands of test results proving the efficacy of our products. I created a proven homeopathic system and the only 5-element saliva test in the world used by thousands of health providers and now available to you. Did you know there are side effects to using bioidentical hormones in any HRT? Don't wait. Get my 5-element saliva test and get your hormones balanced. Don't risk cancer and other side effects. Call us, 800-219-1261. That's 800-219-1261. Or visit naturalhealingpro.com.
Got a question for Robert? Call now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Many people have heard our ads on the benefits of truly undamaged whey protein, but they still do not believe there can be such an immense difference between heated whey and unheated whey. So I'd like to direct your attention to the comparative photos of two cows. The website address is too long to say on the radio, so please go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com and download the free report on the miraculous health benefits of unheated whey. In this report is a website address that shows the comparative photos of two cows. The cow-fed cooked milk looks sick compared to the cow-fed raw milk, which looks healthy. Seeing is believing. I was never a fan of protein powders in the past until I was introduced to One World Whey. Now I know that the special means of processing whey to preserve what nature put into it has never been achieved until now. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Ryan.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's
Scott,
a brave
Scott,
and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Just thinking back to Dr. Soto's call from last segment, and I love the fact that we're reaching across a lot of cultures with this message. I mean, I do get calls and emails from people from all over the world that respond to this message. And, you know, when I hear Ron Paul talking about things, about like the message of liberty brings us together, it's not just a slogan. It really is true. I'm finding that to be true anyway. Maybe you're finding that in your life. It, you know, there's so many things that separate us and divide us. Certain things should and could and would and do bring us together. And I think the message of health, freedom, and liberty here on the Robert Scott Bell Show does that just fine, just nicely, and I'm glad to be a part of it. I'm really humbled to be a part of it, much like humbled by the fact that my life depends upon gut ecology. About little bacteria, I don't mind. I don't mind. It doesn't make me feel any less of a person, any less special. My bacteria are special, and so are yours. Hey, here's an email message that came through the website. People post up there at robertscottbell.com, and they send in the email. Robert, hey, this is Luis Anastasis. I apologize if I didn't pronounce your name, Luis, correctly. If it's Luis or Luis, 26 years old. I've been an avid listener for some time and love all the work you do for health freedom. I want to become a naturopathic doctor or natural nutritionist, but don't see this as a viable profession in America with the FDA. Now, isn't this sad? Here we are, someone who has a desire to be some form of a healer. Like I've shared my story. Growing up, I said I always knew one day I would grow up and be a healer. And you start looking at it, and he didn't need my uncle to tell him this, right? My uncle told me, don't do it. Don't go into medicine. Why? Why, Uncle Bob? Why would you say that? You're a doctor. It is a nightmare. It is filled with bureaucracy and red tape, and it is only getting worse. We are moving to a socialized system. He was telling me this back in the late 70s, early 80s. I'm not kidding you. He knew what was happening. He knew what was going on from within. And now, though, if you recognize how bad it is in the medical allopathic profession and you want to be a naturopath or a nutritionist, now you're going, man, I need to think clearly about this, because if I do it, will the FDA come in and raid me, imprison me, take everything that I own because the things that I want to do to help people are not approved by them? And Luis, you're definitely thinking clearly. I do not want to dissuade you from your dream to be a healer, a naturopath or otherwise. But seriously, the naturopathic colleges now that pride themselves on, I mean, they really bashed and smashed and trashed the ones that were so-called mail order because we're the best. No, listen, I recognize that some people believe they're superior to other people, or some teaching programs are or not, but you really know that the motivation, at least what I've seen, is coming not from the concern for the quality of care as much as it is, I want a monopoly on education. I want to be the only one you can come to to learn what I know or what we know. And then on top of that, we are going to mandate licensure. When you become a naturopath, you're now going to have to ask permission of a state licensing board. Never mind that you graduated. You're qualified, but now you're going to have to get a license. Again, the same disaster that modern medicine got put in place. Now they're paying for it. And the naturopaths want it too. We want to be accredited. We want to be sanctioned by the government. Enough of this. Enough of this. The government sanctioning you is no great shakes. It's really not a badge of honor. It's a badge of embarrassment. To be approved by government is not impressive. Especially since the government is the leading cause of death in America. Whether it be FDA or whether it be the military. It doesn't matter. I'm over this concept that the experts in government somehow know what's best for us. They know how to sanction and approve. Enough. I want to make the decisions for myself. I want you to be capable and able to make the decisions for yourself. And if you're not capable or able, seek out somebody who is. Not because the government says they're good, but because someone you know, and someone you know who knows. I mean, my God, where is the community? Where did we go wrong? We abandoned human freedom, human interaction, human communication, and we've abdicated our responsibility, our obligation to take care of one another, and we've thrown it over. The government said, here, you do it. It's too hard. It's much too hard for us to do. Therefore, people like Luis are now questioning whether they want to go into the healing professions. Even if they're in the natural realm, because they recognize the government is squashing the life out of healing. It certainly did it in the medical profession. Now, what's going to happen? If you haven't listened to the two seminars that Mike Adams and I have done, the two major events, Be Prepared, Not Scared. One was economic security, one was food security so far. This is the kind of stuff where we talk about the things, the valuable things, the tech, not even the technologies, but really the absence of it, the techniques, the stuff, the right stuff to know how to help people. You got to have skills. You got to have mad skills to be able to do something that is of value to someone else or some community. Licensure is not going to be a thing of the future. I don't know how far into the future, but I can guarantee you this, and I'm not a guy who guarantees stuff. The collapse of the Fed and the fiat money system will demand a complete reset in the value system that we have as a culture, as a country. And this will happen worldwide. But here in the West, in the U.S., where we prided ourselves in we love liberty. We love individual liberty. No, we don't. We love nanny state paternalism. Look at what's happened here. Look at what we're dealing with. I mean, we're at a point in our history where young people in America who simply want to go into something to help others and maybe earn a living, oh my gosh, how dare he? He might want to profit from helping people. Now question their sanity. Do I really want to become a target for the FDA by helping people? Yeah. And of course, as I said, after a collapse, after an economic reset, if they can't pay for it. See, this is the thing about Ron Paul being so right, ending the Fed. If we don't end the Fed will end up ending itself. But in the meantime, if we don't end it ourselves, they're going to keep printing up money in order to fund the fiasco death administration, the FDA, to engage in all of these horrific SWAT team, East German, Stasi-like, Nazi Germany, KGB-like activities. I'll throw in the CIA. Why not? They overthrow governments, don't they? And all of these things are standard for the course that you've got 26-year-old kids. I know he's an adult, but you know what I mean. That are saying, I don't know if I want to go into natural healing because the FDA. And Obama scratches out, why? We're going to come back after Labor Day with a plan. We'll have a plan to get jobs going again. We will. Disband the FDA. I don't want to say it. Disband the FDA. Unleash the innovation, the entrepreneurship, the healing power within all Americans. And that healing will happen not only physiologically for those who need it, but it will happen economically as well. Unleash the freedom to heal in all areas, in all levels, on all levels, in all things. We do not need a government solution. The government, like Reagan said, give him props for where he was right. The government is the problem. It's the obstacle. It is the synthetic creator of the problems we're dealing with today. And Obama doesn't get it. Bush didn't get it before. No, he talked a good game a little bit, but after, forget it. The establishment, Democrats, Republicans, they are a disease. They are a pox on the American household, which is why, again, you see the rallying cry against Ron Paul from both sides of the political spectrum, because they're invested in the establishment, the status quo, the way things are. And Rick Perry's playing a good game. The Bilderberger boy, he's playing it by the book. Yes, I'm just going to borrow what Ron Paul says, and I'm going to up him 10%, 20 or 50. That's right. Bernanke, bad. Oh, it's even so bad it's treasonous. You never heard Ron Paul call him treasonous. You know, at least Ron acknowledges Congress was the one that was, if anybody was treasonous, it was Congress abdicating its authority under the Constitution to coin money and regulate the value thereof, not to outsource it to a private group of banksters that would then come in the terms that they have with the bureaucratic oligarchy and regulate freedom right out of existence. The freedom to heal. So what am I saying here? If you want to be a healer, whatever kind you want to be, go for it. In whatever way you can, Luis. In whatever way you can. If it is to go to an accredited naturopathic school, if your heart sings because you need to go there, just don't go into debt to do it. This is, if I had a litmus, is don't go into debt to do it, because debt is control, debt is slavery. So if you can't afford to do it and, you know, eat the costs, then find another way. Learn by yourself. Read. Listen. Go out and experience life. Travel the world while you still can. Or find a teacher. Find a mentor. Find a master teacher and become an apprentice. My God, this is where it can all return. We can learn from the master teachers, the master healers on the planet. If we would get out of the mindset that we have to massively water down all education so that we can have it regulated, controlled, and it'd be the same everywhere. We don't need the same everywhere. We have 50 states that are independent laboratories of liberty, or they should be, if the federal government would get out of the way, if the states and the people in the states would get in the way and start recognizing from where freedom arises. And that includes the freedom to heal. We don't need sameness. We don't need mediocrity. Excellence is not born of watering down excellence and making it, oh, well, we've got 1,000 more people. That's not excellence. The people that survive medical school to become good doctors are the rarities. And I probably say that for naturopaths as well, or for any of these accredited, licensed professions as they are now. Chiropractic was nearly destroyed, not only by the Wilk versus AMA, which basically revealed up to the Supreme Court level that the American Medical Association was conspiring against a competition to modern medicine. But afterwards, instead of eschewing the whole licensure game, they adopted it, the chiropractors. And so now the good ones have to fight sometimes for their licenses just to be able to do all the things, the wonderful things they're trained to do, that they learn to do, that they have gifts to do under the chiropractic banner. And I've met many doctors of osteopathic medicine, DOs, including Dr. Bitar, including Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, who have outgrown even their training because the DOs were basically gobbled up by the MDs because they wanted to be like them. They wanted to be profession. They wanted to be exalted, the status. I mentioned that. Licensure. Licensure does not guarantee competency. It does not protect the public. It protects the monopoly interests. And utilizing the force and fraud of government like a mafia to do so. Listen, I got to take a break here. I didn't realize I'd get all of that today. Hopefully I gave you a few ideas for staying well for the flu. I'm going to review some stories here and figure out where we go next on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you for being here. I don't know where else you're going to get this, but I'm glad you're here. Please tell your friends. Give me a call. Let me know how you're doing. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. We'll be right back.
Giving the pharmaceutical industry cardiac arrest.
Clear.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hi, this is the Health Ranger here inviting you to check out the Natural News Store. Yes, we have an amazing store offering superfoods and other healthy food items, including kitchen appliances like Vitamix blenders and food dehydrators, nut milk bags, lots of things for anyone who's interested in leading a healthier lifestyle. And here's another cool part about it. Because we have such a huge reach, millions of people a month that we're reaching who follow Natural News, we're able to get huge discounts on some really high-end superfoods and nutritional products. We offer those at ridiculously good prices on our specials page. You can find that right now at store.naturalnews.com. Just go to store.naturalnews.com and you'll see the current specials link on the left-hand column right at the top there. Click on that. You can check out the current specials. We've got superfoods at prices that are often 40 or 50% off. Check it all out at store.naturalnews.com.
In the health world through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, I know there's news to cover. There's always news to cover. There's never a shortage of stories to talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But sometimes I'm going to, you know, leave that by the wayside because I'm hearing directly from you and I do not want to ignore you. And I know I am behind so much on my emails so that I can try and catch up little by little. I'm getting some emails through the website. Here's another one I want to share with you. I've heard a lot. This is from Richard. I've heard a lot about whole food chromium and selenium supplements, but not angstrom supplements. I take yeast chromium and want to incorporate vanadium, boron, and zinc into my regime or regimen. Are angstrom minerals a good choice? Now, there are a number of schools of thought. You know, some that are diehard whole foodies, and you know, I'm pretty much in that camp for the most part. That says we should get our minerals from food, which is why, you know, when I take supplements, I make sure I'm taking supplements that are food, not pretending to be, but they are food. But that doesn't mean we don't interact in a liquid state as well. I acknowledge that. You know, the fact is there are minerals that come in through water naturally. But some would say, well, you're not supposed to get them that way. Well, look, they're there. I also recognize that in our body, in our lymph, in our blood, There are minerals that exist in a colloidal state, in suspension. And that colloidal minerals, some people call them angstrom. I mean, they're small. They're measured on the angstrom scale. If that's really the case, you would need electron microscopy to actually see them. But certainly those that are in suspension in this way, I've often mentioned making a brine from ancient rock crystal mineral salts of the ancient seabeds that are, you know, some say millions of years old. And that melting that into water, into pure water, and then drinking that could remineralize. We know that, you know, the simple salt tablets in cases of severe dehydration in conjunction with the water can do a lot to replenish the minerals in a liquid state. So I'm not here to discount that as a possibility. So without being fancy, I mean, you could go to companies that are out there, the Great Salt Lake, that have minerals. Great. You could go just get ancient seabed rock crystals, get some clean water. take a, you know, take a rock that'll melt down into a large glass peanut butter jar filled with water, and over a few days, take a little bit of that brine and put it in your water, put it in your smoothie, drink whatever. You're going to get extra minerals that may not be present in the soils. Will you absorb them fully? I don't know. I've seen evidence to show that yes, you will. So in conjunction with your whole food supplements, Richard, great idea to do some of these so-called angstrom. I don't know if that's a trade name. You're not listing it that way, but certainly minerals in the colloidal state will have great benefit. We know salt has been used as food, for instance, throughout history. In fact, it's been used as money. You mentioned the term salary. The root word is salt, being paid a salary. And so the salt being worth its weight, you know what I mean? It's only that way when it contains its 74 to 84 trace elements, as opposed to what has happened with, you know, high-level mineral refiners, the big global businesses that say, hey, we give us those minerals. We want those. They're the expensive ones. We'll make a profit. And we'll sell back the sodium chloride to the ignorant, stupid people and call it salt. Oh, it's still salt. Where's the rest of the minerals? Oh, never mind them. This stuff looks great. It's white. It's pure. You know, it's not. It's crack. It is not fit for human consumption. It is disease-inducing. It is blood pressure-inducing in a negative context. But, of course, the whole mineral salts that are present will not induce high blood pressure. That's a different story. And speaking of blood pressure, I got a call from a friend of mine just the other day, dear, dear friend, and he tells me his blood pressure is very, very low. Now, you know, I got to go through my litany of questions. Hey, what's going on here? And, I asked him about, and I'm going to get a little graphic here. I asked him about his stool. You know, did you notice anything going wrong with your stool? He said, yeah, it's, it was like tar, like black. You know, it wasn't really, at the time he said it was coming out very fast, but it was black. And, of course, I knew what that was, and maybe you do, but I'm going to tell you what that means. If your stool is black, unless you've been eating tar, it is likely that is indicating some form of significant bleeding in the stomach or intestines, duodenal or otherwise. And this man has had impacted intestines that I know I've tried to suggest to him some things to work it out for many, many years. But he'd also had massive coronary events in his past and was on Coumadin, which is the rat poison, the warfarin, that thins the blood. And I've seen him before when he's been in trouble in this way. And I said, your blood pressure is lowering. The trend is going down. You have got to stay hydrated in the meantime. Get those minerals in you. Get some chlorophyll in you. Build the blood as fast as you can. He did the Floradix, iron plus herbs. I said, listen, if this thing doesn't come up fast, I want you to get in, go into the hospital, because you may have to get a transfusion. Now, if we were in a free country, if we had truly free access to all kinds of innovations in medicine, we could do coconut water infusions. We could do isotonic solutions of seawater. You know, go back to the work of the French Dr. Canton, and you will see that there are ways beyond harvesting the blood of other humans to rebuild the blood very rapidly in crisis situations. But right now, the Red Cross has a monopoly, and the hospital and the medical monopoly has a monopoly on transfusing blood, with all the concerns that that comes with. But in a life crisis, it was all he had. So we got in there. Sure enough, they confirmed. I just talked to him over the phone. We confirmed it. Indeed, that's what was happening. They did confirm it. He's in there, and he's getting better. They're still trying to figure out the gastrointestinal thing. But there's certainly something that I would want to also indicate the use of the silver aloe intestinal protocol. But if you have an impacted intestinal tract somewhere, a blockage, even the aloe silver, which is wonderful, it may not be enough. You might have to do some more aggressive means by which you can move things through. Something like, they'd make fun of it on Saturday Night Live. They'd call it, here, take this colon blow. It'll just blow you right out. But, I mean, there are ways to cleanse out those things. But in a case where you're on blood thinners and the bleeding is very easy, man, that's a disaster waiting to happen. And God bless my friend. Love you dearly. You know who you are. And maybe we'll talk about this on the air one day with your permission. But for now, wanted to give you a heads up. By the way, homeopathic phosphorus is the remedy. If you've got bleeding and you're not sure where it's from, what it's from, you can always start with homeopathic phosphorus. And remember, besides, as far as the thinning of the blood with the natokinase, how about, again, getting away from the Coumadin, natokinase, excellent. There are also different forms of that, lumbrokinase. I think Allergy Research Group has that. You can also increase your essential fats, the omega-3 essential fats, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 grams of the EPA DHA will also reduce the inflammation. I mean, that's what they're worried about, honestly. It's not the blood's too thick necessarily, but the damage, the clotting, because there is a lack of vascular elasticity. And it's true in the intestines as well. The epithelial lining needs a lot of silica or silicon. So give my friend Jonathan a call as I'm thinking about it before we break here for the day on the Robert Scott Bell Show and ask, hey, Jonathan, you got any of that whole food silica that Robert talks about? And get on that and ramp it up 5,000 milligrams a day. Do that 2-3 week silica test that Chris Barr was talking about, not a doc.org. And we'll restore integrity to your connective tissue and beyond and more. Thank you for being here, my friends, all around planet Earth. The voice of health freedom continues on. We've got lots more healing to do. Out of time for today. Thanks again to Liam Sheff for joining me on there to help ward off the flu contagion, the movie, as well as the bogus vaccine that they're trying to foist upon you. Do not fall for it. We're going to be back with more powerful healing tomorrow, I promise you. In the meantime, what am I here to do but to remind you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out. Counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. Naturalnews.com. Check it out.